Yeah, okay, so we're starting, now we're starting the grids. So as you recall, we had two kashas from the Kal Vachomer. One was from the Kal Vachomer itself. The Kal Vachomer itself. How do you make a Kal Vachomer from what? From Shirayim to the Zrikas Dam Ha'ola. That was one question. And the other question was the Brisker Rav's problem, which you encounter immediately if you just want to understand what's going on, really. So that how is Zrikas Damim is a different phenomenon than the Sinas Shirayim. So what does one thing have to do with the other? Two different phenomena.
You mean you'll say, like, what does Kapara have to do with this? Like,
the right.
They're two different things. One requires Kapara.
Right. So insofar as the first question, what we said was that the... what we said was that the matan, the difference between matan damim of Ola is if the, it's an if there are shirayim, but the matan damim of the chatos apnimius is not an if; it's a chiyuv matan damim. So the only the machlokas whether it's ma'akev or not is a machlokas because you can have a matan damim without kapara. But the machlokas is whether a chiv matan damim, which you're not makayim, which means you're lacking the chiv carbon. The question is, can it be a ma'akev? It's only lacking the chiv carbon, it's not lacking the kapar. So what question does this answer?
Does which answer that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why? The kavachomer, no? What's the sense of the kavachomer? Is it saying the kavachomer is... Is that it? Because
in other words, this really answers a different question. The question is, how could you say it's ma'akev the kapara, which is according to Rabbi Yishmael, how could you say it's ma'akev the kapara, even though it's not a machaper? Even though it's not a machaper.
Right.
So that's where we brought it into the realm of matan damim for the carbon. And if you're lacking in matan damim for the carbon, you're lacking in the kiyum carbon, so there's no carbon. So that's how it's makev, according to Rabbi Yishmael. Okay. Now, the other question we're facing is the Brisker Rav's question. And that's what we're going to do now. Okay. So the first question, I don't think I described it well, but the first question just gives an overall picture of what's going on in terms of the, what's the nature of the Shiori Adam? What's the nature of the Shiori Adam Yeshofech of Yesod Mizbach Ha'ola is what's the nature of that? So the nature of that is Matan Domin Shel Chatos Apnimios, in contradistinction to Shiori Adam of Ola, because there you don't need any Shiori Adam. It's only if it's there, you can't dispense with it any way you wish. So this answer that we gave is our own, outside of the Brisker Rav. It gives you the whole picture of the what's going on there with the Matan Damim, and that it is a Matan Damim, and then you get into the Machlokas, can a Matan Damim shall carbon be Ma'akim if it's not a Machaper? So at least it gives you a working picture of what's going on. Now, the Brisker Rav is confronted with a different problem. His problem is, what shaychus does Zrikas Hadam, which is a part of the Kal Vachomer, that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael both derive, the Zrikas Hadam, what is it on Kos Lamizbech? What's it got to do with Shirayim, Shvichas Shirayim, Shalayal Yesod? Okay, that's his problem. It's two different processes. Okay. Yeah, so Ellie just reminded me that we had, that we, it must be on the tape before, that another problem we had, that's what I was groping for, but I missed it. Another problem we had was what's the relationship between Zrikas Adam of Ola on the Karni on the coastland is Beach, and between Shirayim. Shirayim is a completely different process, completely different thing. It's not a machaper. It's completely different. But the answer is because the concept. Man, this is a deep concept. That by the Chatos Apnimios, you even have to have a matan domin on that which was related to kapara. So it's the relationship to kapara that creates the chovas matan domin on the mizbeach achitza. So now it's in the realm of kapara. So now you could say kal vachomer, where the zrika on the coast of mizbeach is an actual machaper. Because the reason why the Shiari Adam is a matan domin in the Chatos Apnimios is because it's related to Kapar. So that was the, in other words, these questions that we lined up were just questions of what's going on essentially here. Okay, so there are two questions with regard to the Kal Vachomer itself. One was this two different phenomena. And that we answer now with the concept of relatedness to the kapara. And the other question was the machlokas for Shmuel. And now the Briskerov's question is, let us say that it's true that it really is because of kapara,
yeah.
But what shaychus does one Maisa on mitzvah have to do with the other one? One is a zrika on a mizbeach, and one is shvicha shirayim. Has there yisod in the zrika? Okay, so that's what we're taking up now. Okay, we got back goodness of you. Okay. Pretty good for you, even if you're weak, huh?
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. All right, now I feel ready to go. Good. Atos mizvachim.
Atos mizvachim daf menalev hikshu. The maishna kod habanos the matan don tzarchi yos dafka kenega yisod. The maishna olisa of the nasis bekandro mis mizrachet she'en lo yisod.
So the Mishnah says that olisa of really is good in any place. But that's the second Mishnah, right? Olisa of is really kosher b'chol makom, but elazei makomo.
This was busy, as Ari was showing last year.
Right. That's what Ari was talking about, yeah.
Yeah, that really doesn't happen.
That but l'chatchila's place is the southeast corner. So the southeast corner, there is no yisrael.
Right.
Okay, so Tosfos asks,
Yaharei, makom di'al v'kol karbanos matzin al gamos of. I ain't trying to debray him.
That what?
Same Kal Vachomer, I guess, should apply to.
Same Kal Vachomer should apply to all of us. Off.
Right, Shirayim needs to sell to Washington's Rikas Dami.
That's right. Okay, Vanir Alom Baza.
Vanir Alom Baza, the Hine Yisod had the intervening Kanegara Yisod. Mehu Arbisigisham, the Humishim Yelfina Lomi Kal Vachomer. Mishirayim. She'in a mechaper in between yisod. Chilas olah she mechaperos ino din shetun yisod. V'hachanam yafin besugis shami hach kavachomer gufe. Dite unin dafke gag yisod. V'lo azikifud yisod. Ayin sham besugio. V'fizan ira. Dehad din de kenegar yisod. Ino rak v'yis makum ba'alma. Dehad mizbech. Shazrikas adam yehid mizbech kenegar yisod. In dehu be'emes chalos din yisod. Be'azrik atma. That's Riga Atma to Uni Yisod. Etzim the Sinas Adam Yehei Al Ha Yisod. Dugma Shirayim. The Kolishna the Gemara the Ola to Uni Yisod.
It's interesting. So what halachas did he bring in so far? He brought in the halach of that what?
The Kal Vachomer.
The Kal Vachomer.
I don't say why he bring
and in then general. He said the guy.
Yeah, why did he bring that? I understand. Why,
yeah.
Why
that's
did he
what,
that?
Right. What does that got to do? Why did he bring in the Gag? He said there's two things. There's a Kal Vachomer. Here's where he's setting up his thought, right? Panir Lomer is there. The Yisod of the Yisod is mivurik from Kal Vachomer. that ma shiraya name mechaperim and it's tumi yisod, zrikat shem mechaperis vada yistol yisod, and then also dafka on gaga yisod, and not on the skifa yisod. Yeah, what is he bringing that for? It just sort of seems to me, it just seems to confuse things. Okay. So the question was asked here that why does the Brisker Rav bring in the Gaga Yisov? What's that got to do with it? So what we're saying is he wants to explain the whole halacha. And the whole halacha is that the Zrika has to be on the place that is, the Zrika is relegated to the chuta, the place between the chuta sikra and the gag of the yisod. Now, if there were no halacha of gag yisod, so then you'd be able to do the zrika on the zekifa yisod, because all you need for the zrika is yisod. But if you need gag yisod, so you can't do the zrika until you're above the gag yisod. Until you're above the Gaga Yisod. So, and you can't do Zrika on the Gaga Yisod because Maisa Zrika demands a kosel, a vertical. But Shvicha Shirayim you can pour on the Gaga Yisod because that's Shvicha. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, so everything's hunky dory, right?
Right.
Alright, go ahead.
So, what's he saying? That's the other thing that it's not.
So, he, that's why it brings them both in. So in other words, the yisod is a quality in the mizbeach from the chuta sikra olamato.
Right.
But it can't be on the yisod. Not because it's not yisod, but because you need gaga yisod. But that area, the coastal at Zokah, one is there, from the chuta sikra to the yisod itself, to the gaga yisod, has a din yisod. Has a din yisod. Okay. Go ahead.
What does he mean? But it's a fellow thing. Like, what's that mean?
Oh, where's that?
The very, and see that four lines on the bottom on the right now. Seems like that's what he's saying.
Yeah, the Adin, the Kinegar, I said, any rock free is Makam Baalma, Dam is Beach, just because of Dam Yid Mizbeach, Kinegar, I said, Ki in the Hub, Emmet, Halos, Din, I said, Bazuka, Atsma. In other words, if you would say it's just a depiction of the relegated Makom, so then I could say it's telling you from the Yisod to Luchot HaSikra. But in that relegated Makom, there's no Din Yisod in the Makom.
Right.
It's just a way of deriving where to do it. So it says it's not just telling you a description of where to do it. It's telling you that you really need to do it Al HaYisod. And the Mizbeach has a Din Yisod in the coastal Amizbeach from the Chuta Sikra and Ulamata. It actually has a din of Yisod. Okay, it's qualified by Yisod. It's qualified by Yisod.
Is he proving that?
Now he's going to prove it.
Oh. But he did prove it, no?
No.
Why isn't it just the fact, that you're making a kavachomer prove?
Well,
it's, not
it's like it's like proving your, he wants to prove it from another source rather than just to answer the question.
If it was just the kfiyas makom, so the whole kavachomers don't make sense. Both kavachomers are senseless.
Yeah, I understand. But he wants to bring a raya.
Okay. Well, I know, if you say it's just the kfiyas makom, then there's no real halach of yisod.
Yeah, I know.
And just like a way of identifying parvus beis, so what kind
true.
Of kavachomers?
That's true, but the point is like this. When you ask a question and you give an answer, so you could say it's an ad hoc answer. Could be right, I mean. But it's always better if you have another source, an extraneous source that has nothing to do with your question. So it is logically locked in. And that's what he's trying to do. Okay.
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 Mevorbis Bachum Dach Peal, Omer Baye, Loshana, La Trios Chatas, the Ola, Abasov Chatas, Rola, the Verko, Magam Ola, Magam Shirai.
That one, that only Zrika. But Sof Chatas, the Ola.
That Sof Chatas, the Shirai of Chatas get mixed up with the Trios of Ola. So then you could do the Zrika on the bottom half of his Mizbeach, because the Makom Olo, which is Zrika on the Lamata, is the same Makom of Shirayim with the Chatas. It works out
well. That's beautiful.
Right, so the Makom Tchilas Olo is a Makom Shirayim.
Is a Makom Shirayim, because if it got mixed up, that's the case.
Very hard to
it got more of the Chatas and the Olo. Dam Chatas, Dam Olo. So you could do Zrika on the Mikosle and Mizbeach, Lamata Mechuta Sikra, and that's a Kiyam of Shvicha Shirayim. L.A.S.O.
Right.
So you see that the war has a din of Yisrael itself.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Omelev Yosef, Hachem Rav Yehuda, Shirayim Tzrichin Itzaba. You need the horizontal.
It's a different problem.
Right. Heri Tzfirle Elevai, the Makamata Dam Olav, Emes Mikri Yisrael, Gamla Shvicha Shirayim.
Beautiful.
Rav Yosef, Polik, Tzfirle the Shvicha Shirayim Tzrichin Daf, Gitzaba, Abel Zedet, Va'adai, the Gam HaNesina, Kemishpat, Ola, Yeshbo, Chalos, Din Nisina Yisod, Bezerikir Din Kenegi Yisod, Am Bechol Karbanos. So Rav Yosef is arguing in terms of the halacha of Shirayim, he's saying it needs Sitzdaba. But in terms of the Tchilas Ol itself, he agrees with the Ba'ayim.
Because of the Maisa Shvicha.
Right.
So that's why you have to have a bench, you have to have a top part.
Right.
Because that's because of the Maisa Shvicha. So if you do the Maisa Zrika, that's no good.
Right.
That's his objection. But basically, they all hold. He's not saying. He just says Shirayim Torah Chitzli. He doesn't say. Should have said that's not the Yisod. There's no Yisod there.
Right.
Why does that say Shirayim Torah Chitzli? Should have said it's not Yisod. So apparently, even he agrees that it's Yisod. But has a din Yisod. Okay, go ahead.
V'nin yirod lomar the lo shay chalos din Yisod rak v'nisan and lamata aval v'nita lamala lo shay klal lomar shepechoshev nesin al Yisod. The Torah chalka osu l'shtei mekomos midin mechetz al adamim v'choshu l'mal lo shaykh lomor ba'bo din yisod v'kachi mevu l'hedri v'sig yisham d'davka t'chilas olo v'shirayim hagin chad makom l'baya v'tchilas chattas v'shirayim shtei mekomos yem v'kuli alma because t'chilas chattas l'mal that's not the same.
So what is he hitting? He's adding that not just that the din yisod really is matam mechuta sikra. We're going to vote, right?
Well, he's saying it's dafka lamatam mechuta sikra.
Yeah.
The entire mizbeach wouldn't be.
That's right. But it's mufka lamaylo mechuta sikra. The din yisod is mufka.
Right.
There is no din yisod. So it comes out. There is no din yisod. So it comes out that the Mizbeach is broken up into two components. One half of the Mikosle Mizbeach, Lamata Mechuta Sikra, has a din of what? Of Yisod. And the other half does not have a din of Yisod. It's excluded from Yisod.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
The Chayna Mavur Legibus of Yisham. In kin lo shaykh bal chalos din yisod klal, remeli k'neged yisod. V'shelo k'neged yisod shavim, k'mo shizbar, de ikar din k'neged yisod, perusha hu shez zvika atzma tun yisod. Shezeh lo shaykh rak ben yisod lamata, k'mo shizbar. Okay. So we asked the question. question was, according to the Brisker Rav, I mean, and of course the Rambam, it says it's miyuchas to the Yisrael. So lamata michuta sikra, the kirei amizbeach are miyuchasim to the Yisrael. So that's a concept of relatedness. But how could Abaya maintain that when you need shvicha on the Yisrael mamish, that makom will do, if that makom is only accidentally has a din yisod, because it's related to yisod.
Right.
But it's not essentially the yisod. So if shvicha requires yisod mamish, how does Abaya hold you can get away with zrika on something that's miyuchas to the yisod? That's a lower level. So we answer that the truth of the matter is there never is any maisa done to the yisod itself. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The maisa is always done to the mizbeach. And the yisod is just a kiyum in mizbeach. So it makes no difference whether I'm doing it on yisod mamish or whether I'm doing it on kirei mizbeach. Because in either case, it's really the mizbeach that's essential, and the yisod is unessential. So therefore, even when if I have to pour on the yisod, it's not because I have to pour on the yisod, because I have to pour on the mizbeach. But I need a key of makom yisod. So even if on the walls the din yisod came out of relatedness, I still would fulfill the halacha of the kiyum zrika l'mizbeach b'makom yisod, b'makom din yisod, b'makom din yisod. That was our answer. Okay. Right. So you could single it out in terms of you need shvicha because of makom or zrika makom. Zrika, the nature of the mice is zrika. But the bottom line is that there's no such thing as the kiyum yisod b'fnei atzmo. So it's always an accident in mizbeach. So if it's an accident in mizbeach, categorically it doesn't matter whether the accident is derived through the category of relative relation or whether it's actual. It makes no difference. In other words, what he's saying is that there's a din in mizbeach of lamata and lamaila. There are two makomos. And the function of the chuta sikra is to define the lamata. That's what he's saying. And that's it. So far, that's all he's saying. Okay.